It is a mercy that our lives are not left for us to plan, but that our Father chooses for us. Hi, this is John Kopp. Welcome to another Truth in Real Life moment, brought to you by Kids for Truth. At the beginning of his ministry in the mid-1800s, most of London seemed to love 19-year-old Charles Spurgeon, but Susanna Thompson was not impressed. She thought he got too excited when he preached, and she said of his hair, "Why, he looks like a barber's assistant." But things would soon change for Susanna. She eventually trusted Jesus Christ as her Lord and Savior under Charles Spurgeon's sermons, and was later discipled by his preaching and by her life together with him. On January 9, 1856, Charles and Susanna became Mr. and Mrs. Spurgeon. Charles and Susanna Spurgeon loved each other, loved the Lord, and determined to give their entire lives in Christian ministry together. Their strong bond of marriage, one of the strongest marriages ever recorded in Christian history, carried both through many struggles and heartaches. Both experienced illness, and it is said that Susanna was not even able to leave her house for a period of about 15 years. She maintained her ministry as a wife and mother to the best of her abilities. Charles lovingly nicknamed her Wifey. Although she was sick for much of her life, Susanna took care of her twin sons, both of whom God would use to serve him in ministry someday. She also began a book fund in which she raised money to give Bible books and commentaries to preachers who were too poor to buy them. During Susanna's lifetime, she gave away nearly 200,000 books. Her last thoughts before her death were about this fund and the preachers who still needed books. Susanna Spurgeon is remembered for encouraging and ministering to God's men in full-time ministry. What can you do to be a blessing to your pastor? You can pray for him, write him a note of encouragement, heed his instruction, and let him know you appreciate him. Have you ever been sick for a long period of time like Susanna? Are you tempted to sit around and be angry at God for choosing certain circumstances for you? Or do you try to think of ways you can encourage others from exactly where he has put you? Romans 12:11, not lagging in diligence, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. Thanks for listening. We at Kids for Truth believe that truth can change your life today. For more great resources, visit us online at kidsfortruth.com. That's kids, the number 4, truth.com.